Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Cannot believe I blew through this, B. Mitch. It's Thursday, and at 1 o'clock every Thursday, you and JP do Bleep You Thursday.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I missed it, but I want to make sure we get it in now. So you let me know how we execute that segment. Do we have a sounder for that? Do we have an intro for that?
Oh, yeah.
Got a song for that?
Phone lines are open.
Okay. Phone lines are open on a Bleep You Thursday. Go ahead. The airing of the grievances begins now.
All right, as we get those calls coming in, level up with the new AAA Commanders MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA plus exclusive experiences, discounts, and tickets. Already a AAA member? Upgrade for free or join today at AAA.com/Commanders. All right, Landfill, put the AAA question of the day, the B. Mitchell Finney AAA Club Alliance poll question of the day. Which position group is bigger for the offseason need for the Commanders? Is it going to be the offensive line or the defensive line? I just looked at it. Defensive line is leading by 93% to 7%.
Wow, okay. All right. Well, maybe the question needed to be refined a bit. Anytime we get a result that large, it's almost like the people are saying, duh.
Basically,
I expected defensive line to win. I didn't think it would be by quite that margin.
It's crazy.
Okay, Bleep You Thursday, I'll go first. I understand that food prices, restaurant prices, going up, up, up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm generally not a guy that complains about, hey, you know, McDonald's back in, I saw a price list of McDonald's 2018 to now.
Uh-huh.
Like a small cheeseburger, $1 in 2018 on the value menu. It's now $3.25.
Damn.
French fries from like $1.29 up to, I think it's $3 and change now.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's like over 200%, and there's just no way that's justified.
So people are just charging more, but people are not making more, and they think that's cool.
Basically, yes.
Yeah,
I get it. Beef prices are under a lot of strain right now because of, you know, cattle, whatever. I get it that certain foods can be affected. However, some things, like a can of Diet Coke. Yesterday, I go to my favorite barbecue joint. Won't say which one it is because I'm not trying to give them shade on the air, but I went there. My daughter was at a little dance class, and I needed to get something to eat. I was going to take it home with me where I have Diet Coke, but then I realized, oh, I got plenty of time to eat it right here.
Mm-hmm.
So after I'd ordered my brisket, I said, oh, and I need to buy a can of Diet Coke. And so I went up to separately buy the can of Coke. What do you think a can, 12-ounce can was?
You went to
barbecue joint.
So you had
it's a can of Coke in the fridge that they have.
They probably charge you about $3.50.
Yeah, like $3.85.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, that's outrageous.
Yeah.
That is egregious.
I guarantee you.
That is not even within the bounds of inflation, supply chain, or helping you keep the lights on at this restaurant. This is gougery right now.
All of it is. I've gotten into the thing of making beer, getting beer made and stuff. The amount of money you pay for a beer and the amount of money you charge.
Oh,
astronomical.
It's a huge gap.
So I could tell you a can of Coke is probably 15 cent, 20 cent or less.
Oh, yeah.
Can it.
Right.
And they're selling it for $3.50.
I just think
they need a swift kick in the ass for that one there. Yeah.
So this, I would see what a 12 pack of Diet Coke costs in the store.
You do better just buying your, everybody I think, bring your own soda with you.
Well, I think people are now with these giant Stanley mugs.
Yeah.
Carrying their beverages all over.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's my bleep you on a Thursday. B. Mitch.
I'm good. I don't have no bleep use today. I'm fine.
All right, let me go to Comandante Tequila.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, man?
Well, we were doing good till B. Mitch heard your name, and then he was visibly crestfallen, which is never a good sign.
Come on, that's my buddy. I have his number.
All right, talk to me.
Turkey.
What's going on? What you bleeping?
My bleep you is this other Comandante wannabe, because he's there, then he's off. He's there, he's off. Come on, you got to be all in, man. That's all you got to do. Football's football.
So he's a fake Comandante.
Oh, he's a fake Comandante.
I don't know. He be walking around with the neon sign.
Yeah, for sale.
How do you become an official Comandante?
Yeah.
What's the process? What's the threshold? What's the criteria?
You got to wear a Joker face paint on your face.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Half and half.
And smile, because we're going to win again. Okay. We're coming back.
Okay. All right, brother.
Picture that, Comandante Zabin.
The half and half face paint. By the way, they showed a guy on TV for the Dolphins game over in Madrid. They showed him as a Dolphin fan. He had this silly little Dolphin hoodie with the snout up above him, and he had face paint on, and it was starting to cake off. And we just saw him, and we laughed. We were like, that guy woke up this morning super excited to dress up as a fish today.
It's a dolphin.
Exactly.
Yeah.
By the way, a 12-pack of Diet Coke at Amazon.com. Not that I would ever order it from Amazon, because that is psychotic behavior to make Amazon drivers lug heavy household items to your doorstep via Amazon, no matter if you get free delivery or not, thanks to Prime. But at Amazon, it's $6.97 for a 12-pack. That comes out to 58 cents per can. I don't mind a 200% markup to $1.16. I could even tolerate a 300% markup to $1.66. But to charge me $3.87 for a can, outrageous.
Hey, man, I'm just saying, when I was in Spain, the prices are way different than here.
I bet they are. So Joop. Joop, Joop-a-loop. You're next up. Hello, Joop. What do you got?
Steve Zabin, the legendary, and B. Mitch, how y'all fellas doing?
What's up, Juke?
Ain't much. Hey, y'all forgot one criteria for being Comandante. You got to be drunk 24/7.
Jeez.
Your man's liver is strong, as strong as the Hulk right now. But B. Mitch, you already know where my bleep you's going to, because it seemed like I plucked the nerve with Jared last week, so I'm putting my big boy pants on. I decided to take a poll. And my findings are that out of 4 out of 5 flies, prefer Jared's mouth over doo-doo. If I captured Jared's breath in powder form, there wouldn't have been a need for anthrax. Matter of fact, if I could catch the Jarrah's breath in an aerosol can, I could take care of all these spotted lantern flies right now.
Wow.
Jarrah, holla at your boy. That's a good business. Let's go get this money, you old Bama. All right, Philly, that's all I got.
All right, dog.
Man.
Drew came hard, man.
He had a whole set prepped up.
He came hard.
Against his boy. That was like a whole comedy set right there. Boom, one after another. Landing punches. Let's go to Tay in D.C. You're next up. Hello, Tay.
What's up, fellas? Xavier, the OG. Love you. B-Miss, love you, too.
What's up,
B? B, when you guys wasn't here Monday, WB was rubbing in the loss in our face, and I don't appreciate that, so I want to give him a special bleep you. He was playing victory music on a Monday. We don't do that. When do we do that?
White Brian was doing that?
Y'all wasn't here. This is when y'all was coming back from Madrid.
Wow.
He was showing off.
Oh, man. He was showing off, huh?
Too mirthful. Too merry when it should have been somber.
Yeah, so just bleep WB, yeah. Man. Thank you.
All right. Brian, I didn't know you went that way, though.
What were you playing? Cool in the Gang Celebration?
What did he think I did?
he thought you played music that was too upbeat in the wake of the loss on a defeat Monday.
Yeah, that wasn't me.
Who was it?
Heavy Metal.
Heavy Metal Chris? So he's a bastard.
So Chris was just like, I'm in a good mood today. I don't care what the team did.
See, Chris is saying some stuff this year. I think Chris not really a fan, too. I think he's a fake.
All right, let's go to Brenda in Waldorf. Good afternoon, Brenda.
Good afternoon. I am bleeping B. Mitch.
Why?
Because I went to Spain, and I didn't know where everybody was going to be at. And I told him me and my godson's mother was going to be there. And I wanted to know where everybody was going to be, including him. He told me he was going to get back with me and never did. I did see Finley at the O'Connor. We probably went to rallies or whatever. We wound up going to Connor's, and I got pictures with him. But B. Mitch never hit me back. He left me in the
lift. Left you hanging.
Hey, I got busy, man.
In another country.
Hey, you need to blame Odyssey. You need to blame Commanders. You need to blame anybody that had me working, because I didn't know if I was coming or going.
I understand that. But when I hit you up and you say, I'm going to get back with you, you never did. No day. I mean, good grief. I was like, okay, you know what? I was supposed to
hit you on Instagram, right?
Exactly.
Now I remember. I'm sorry.
You know, I didn't know how to message anybody because I never did it. So I found out how to do it, and I hit you up. And I was surprised when you hit me back. I said, okay, well, you going to tell me where they at. Where was B?
Because I went to look for where everything was, Brian. And then I got busy again.
Yo, B. Mitch, where you at? Spain. Yeah, that's not helpful. It's a big country.
I did see Philly, though. So I want to bleep B. Mitch for it.
There you go.
I'm so sorry. I'm blaming Jeff.
I'm accept that because I'm a huge fan and I listen to you all every day, so take care.
Appreciate you, but I'm blaming Jeff. Jeff got me busy.
All right, Brenda.
So I had to work.
You owe Brenda a personal meet and greet at a appearance of a future location to be determined as her make good. Fair? You're not going to go out of your way. No, not in Spain. She went 3,815 miles.
I was there.
Google,
all you had to do is look for the Commander's gear. It was all over the place.
I think easier said than done.
I see.
Let's see here. Mobile. Is that right? Am I saying that right? Is your nickname? Hello, Mobile.
No.
Oh. It says mobile from Washington Zone 8, Virginia. All right. What's your name, sir?
My name is Greg.
Hello,
and I
Greg.
Would like, I have a semi bleep you. I would like to pitch a regular segment. Remember the winning off the field segment?
Yes.
You know, somebody makes it to the toilet
Grant,
on time.
Grant and Danny.
So they won off the field.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I have I'd like to pitch a. Because we know Washington probably won't make the playoffs, right?
So, no, it's a 1% chance.
They can be spoilers. So I would like to pitch a spoilers or soilers segment in which people are guessing at whether the next game
be
will
a spoiler
be,
or you know, a soiler.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then you could. Then people
you workshop that one a bit. I'm not sure. Spoilers and soilers. Also, you know, they got the Giants. They got nothing to spoil this year. I would love it, B-Mitch, if they clip the Eagles once to knock them out of the one seed.
I would love that.
I'm not holding my breath on it, but I would love to see it. Let's go to Max. You were next up on a Bleep You Thursday.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Glad to be here, man.
Yeah.
Listen, I got two Bleep Yous. One for the lady saying bleep you to B. Mitch because he's a great guy, and I met him at World of Beer 2 years ago.
Okay, there you go.
And then the second one is bleep you to all this dang traffic on 495. Why does it take me an hour to get from Tyson's to Rockville? I mean, this is ridiculous. What is going on here?
Well, sir, we're improving your driving experience for future roadways.
That's all that work going on, Dave.
That's, you know, look, it'll be done soon.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm with you on that bleep you to the traffic, bro.
By done soon, I mean in a couple years. It is ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's the most massive project I've ever seen. And somebody greenlit that. I guess the Virginia Department of Transportation, VDOT. Yeah. They said, okay, we got the money for it. Let's build it.
They getting paid by time. I'll tell you that, because they sure take it in time. I'll tell you, dude. That is not just a, we're going to give you money for this. They're getting paid by the time.
Yeah, I guess you can't make people work overnight. It's also dangerous. But, man, big stadium lights.
It might be better to work.
You could get a lot. Yeah, there's a lot of guys who be like, hey, I'll take a job as a third shifter. Yeah. That would work out for my schedule because I've got kids I got to watch during the day. So, yeah, give me a shovel. I'll help you out at night. Big old stadium lights, good to go.
There you go.
All right, what if I told you that J.J. McCarthy's numbers through the first five starts of his career are worse than Zach Wilson's? Would you believe me?
No, I wouldn't have believed that.
Well,
especially if he's playing with the receivers he had.
They are worse. They're a lot worse. In fact, he's over 250 yards in arrears five games. We're comparing just the first five starts for Zach Wilson, the MILF Hunter, as I called him up there in New York, and J.J. McCarthy.
Wow.
Wilson had 1,117 yards versus 842 for McCarthy, who's yet to have a 200-yard game. The touchdowns, Wilson was 4 over 9, the good to the bad, 4 touchdowns, 9 picks. McCarthy is 6 to 8, or 6 goods, 8 bad.
Mm-hmm.
And the completion percentage, Zach Wilson was an unacceptable 57.3% in the NFL, which is not going to get it done on any level now.
Oh, none.
McCarthy's at 52.9.
Damn.
He is so far, and it could change, but so far, straight trash, homie. Terrible. I mean, Jefferson is going to jump into traffic if this does not get fixed.
Yeah, they got to get that fixed quick.
Yeah, it's a hard sport. It's a hard position.
It's tough.
All right, quick break. Final segment coming up here. B. Mitch and Finley, Zabe sitting in for JP today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.